This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. The Prime Minister stated this while laying the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees in Churachandpur in Manipur. Mr. Modi said the government is satisfied that in recent times talks have been held with various groups in the hills and the valley to reach agreements. He reaffirmed that the government of India stands firmly with the people of Manipur. The Prime Minister added that this is part of the government of India's broader efforts to establish peace by prioritizing dialogue, mutual respect and understanding.
Manipur ki ye dharti, ye kshetra, asha aur ummeed ki bhumi hai. Lekin durbhagya se hinsa ne is shandar ilake ko apni chapet mein le liya tha. Mujhe santosh hai ki haal hi mein hills aur valley mein alag alag groups ke saath samjhoton ke liye baatcheet ki shuruaat hui hai. Main sabhi sanghathanon se appeal karunga ki shanti ke raste par aage badhkar apne sapnon ko pura kare, apne bachchon ke bhavishya ko sunishchit kare aur main aaj aapko vaada karta hoon main aapke saath hoon.
The 19 multiple development projects include Manipur Urban Roads, Drainage and Asset Management Improvement Project, 5 National Highway Projects, Manipur Infotech Development Project, Working Women Hostels at 9 locations, among others. The Prime Minister today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects are related to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi Serang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Mr. Modi highlighted that Mizoram has a major role in both the Act East policy and the emerging Northeast economic corridor.
Mizoram is playing an important role in India's development journey. Friends, this is a historic day for the nation, particularly for the people of Mizoram. From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honorable Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Ms. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the interim government. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the Federal Parliament, at the recommendation of newly appointed interim Prime Minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. At least 9 people have died after a tanker lorry crashed into a procession heading for the immersion of the Ganpati idol at Karnataka's Hasan district. A tanker lorry was found to have driven recklessly into a Ganpati immersion procession in Musale Hosalli. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the final of the Hong Kong Open Super 500 with a straight game win this morning. The 8-seeded Indian duo defeated Chinese Taipei's unseeded duo Beng Wei Lin and Ching Chang Kwan 21-17-21-15, ending a run of 6 consecutive semifinal exits in 2025. And in boxing, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shioran have cruised into the women's final in their respective weight categories at the ongoing World Championships in Liverpool, UK. And that is the end of this news bulletin.